Egypt's political unrest mirrors their spiritual condition. Christian workers are heading back to a troubled area of Africa, and education in the Democratic Republic of Congo is having an impact on eternity. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Although the protests started out peacefully enough, violence between government and anti-government supporters spread quickly. It comes at a time when Global Advance is preparing for strategic events in the Middle East. Jonathan Shibley was in Egypt last week when the protests started. While the spiral into chaos is unsettling, he says,
I think this is a watershed moment for not only Egypt, but for much of the Arab world. And we're going to have to take a little bit of a wait-and-see approach to what continues to play out. But I also believe that it's a ripe time for the gospel.
The physical aspect of the uprising is providing an opportunity.
Some of the things that are happening parallel what's going on in the spirit as well, and there's a restlessness in that entire part of the world. And I think as believers, we just need to focus our prayers on the people of the Middle East.
No matter what happens, the Great Commission won't change.
Pray for God's will to continue to unfold, and then pray for the strengthening of the believers who are there.
Elsewhere, late last week, a fire killed 12 in the Philippines. Two villages were destroyed in the five-hour fire, and 364 families were suddenly homeless. 14 of those were Food for the Hungry families. A number of people from the ministry partner churches were affected as well. FH responded immediately, distributing water and meals through local churches. Now they're working on purchasing tents and mats. Help FH be the hands and feet of Christ at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. This week, missionaries with Africa Inland Mission got the green light to return to Sudan following the referendum vote. If the results go as expected, South Sudan will be a new nation July 9, 2011. Missionaries there say God answered prayer in a big way. The crisis Tunisia triggered across the Middle East has had an unintended impact. Khartoum's political clout against the South has been weakened at a critical moment of separation. Pray. Official results are expected February 14th. Next, while Mission Aviation Fellowship is known for its unique aviation ministry, their learning technologies ministry is also having an impact. Brandon Blowers is in Costa Rica providing computer expertise to help a computer lab reach out to young people in the La Carpio slums.
When we spend time with them and we do these courses and we give them a little bit of guidance in these learning labs, we're hoping that we can point them in a good direction and help them use technology towards productive purposes.
The lab's a part of a larger ministry where these Nicaraguan immigrant young people hear the gospel. Prayer is needed. Funding is also necessary to help keep the computers up to date and functioning. Blowers says they have another need.
We have the labs completely equipped, but what we lack is some presence. We lack some missionary presence down there with the time to teach these kids and spend time with them.
The labs also serve as internet cafes, which also provide a source of income for the ministry. And ministry is booming with youth in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Sam Vinton with Grace Ministries International says Christian schooling has been influential.
The thing that really impresses me right now is the additional number of students who have been brought to faith in Christ in the actual religion classes, chapels, services at the school. About 2,700 last fall semester.
66 kids from four churches recently spent 4 weeks raising money to visit a nearby island. When they finally raised the $240 they needed, they were able to minister to people on the island, inspiring at least 32 responses to the gospel.
The important thing was to see the young people willing to go out there, spend 4 days out there in this island, and share the gospel, and come back and say, God can use us even though we don't have very much.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru in 2011. If you win, you'll get a chance to put shoes on the feet of needy kids while sharing Christ at the same time. To register your name for the drawing, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.